Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa. It's Thursday, November 27th. And today is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving warmly gathers family and friends from near and far to share a bountiful feast, create lasting memories, and express heartfelt gratitude for blessings big and small. So on behalf of all of us here at Sunny Mornings Media, have an amazing day and save me a slice of chocolate cream pie. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 34 degrees with 12 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thanksgiving day with a high near 47 and a gentle west wind around 13, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 31 and light southwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 9:45 with a high tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 40 and a southwest wind around 10 to 18 miles per hour, gusting as high as 37. Saturday stays bright with a high near 40 and lighter west winds. Then Sunday turns cloudy with a chance of rain after noon and highs near 50 with gusts up to 21 miles per hour. Rain is likely Sunday night with lows near 38, and Monday brings a chance of rain before mid-afternoon, followed by a mostly cloudy, breezy night with mixed rain and snow and lows near 28. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Red Sox just made their first significant move of the offseason by trading for Sonny Gray, but now the focus shifts to acquiring an impact bat. Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow is prioritizing a deal for Alex Bregman, or possibly Pete Alonso. Yet attention should also be given to Arizona Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte, who is reported to be available. Marte, who turned 32 in October, had an impressive All-Star season in 2025, with a batting average of .283 with 28 home runs. His affordable contract, totaling $103.5 million over 6 years, makes him an attractive target for Boston, which has the prospect capital to make a trade happen. Now on to sports. Thanksgiving weekend NFL games are often more than just a break from holiday feasts. Today and Friday, the matchups hold significant importance as teams compete for playoff positions. The first game features the Green Bay Packers, with a record of 7 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie, facing the Detroit Lions, who have 7 wins and 4 losses. The Packers won their earlier encounter, limiting the Lions to only 13 points. The Kansas City Chiefs, with 6 wins and 5 losses, will take on the Dallas Cowboys, who have 5 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie. Both teams are in desperate need of victories to stay in playoff contention. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals, with a record of 3 wins and 8 losses, face off against the Baltimore Ravens, who have 6 wins and 5 losses. The Ravens have won 5 straight games, while Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow returns from injury. Lastly, the Chicago Bears, with 8 wins and 3 losses, will challenge the Philadelphia Eagles, also with 8 wins and 3 losses, as both teams seek to prove their legitimacy. In local sports, Cade Cunningham scored 42 points, but missed a potential game-tying free throw in the closing seconds, as the Pistons fell to the Celtics 117-114, ending their 13-game winning streak. Jaylen Brown recorded 33 points and 10 rebounds, while Derek White contributed 27 points, including 11 in the final 4.5 minutes. Pistons coach J.B. Bickerstaff acknowledged the team's improvement, stating, "We understand it's one game, but emphasize the need for continued growth." Peyton Pritchard added 16 points, helping the Celtics win for the 5th time in 6 games. In top news, your body has a natural way of getting high, and it is not endorphins. The endocannabinoid system is found throughout the brain and body, playing a key role in everything from memory and learning to sleep and social behavior. The endocannabinoid system is present in all human beings, as well as in other mammals. It is a natural communication system that helps maintain balance. Discovered in 1990, the system responds to various chemicals, including tetrahydrocannabinol and cannabidiol. Endocannabinoids are natural neurotransmitters that activate the same receptors as tetrahydrocannabinol, but they do not produce a high. This system helps regulate vital bodily functions, such as mood, appetite, and immune response. In business news, many major stores, including Costco, Walmart, and Target, will be closed on Thanksgiving this year. However, some major chains will be open under modified hours. For example, Bass Pro Shops will open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., while Dollar Tree will operate from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. In contrast, Aldi, Best Buy, Costco, and Walmart will be closed. In crypto movement, Bitcoin never sleeps and is up 5% to about $91,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.20. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DJI, one of the world's largest drone manufacturers, is facing a full-scale ban in the United States, with a deadline of December 23, 2025, looming ahead. This ban is part of ongoing restrictions from the U.S. government, which has scrutinized DJI since 2017. Adam Welsh, DJI's head of global policy, stated, "This is about forcing the biggest manufacturer of drones out of the market." DJI holds a staggering 77% of the U.S. consumer drone market and approximately 70% globally. If the ban is enacted, it could disrupt industries like agriculture and emergency services that rely heavily on DJI products. And in entertainment news, streaming platform Netflix was down for about an hour for several users in the United States on Wednesday evening, coinciding with the release of the 5th and final season of its hit series, Stranger Things. There were less than 800 reports of the issue as of 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time, down from a peak of 14,290 incidents earlier in the day, according to Down Detector, which tracks outages using multiple sources. Some members briefly experienced an issue streaming on TV devices, but service recovered for all accounts within 5 minutes, Netflix said in an emailed response to Reuters. Netflix has ranked Stranger Things as its third most popular English-language series globally. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Irma Bombeck. And she said, "Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare. They are consumed in 12 minutes. Half times take 12 minutes. This is not coincidence." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.